CHEDEB presents The Problem of Cell 13 by Jacques Futrelle. Chapter 1. The Bet. Professor Augustus S.F.X. Van Dusen's appearance was as strange as his name. He was thin, with the thin shoulders of a student, and his face was extremely pale. His eyes were the eyes of a man who studies little things. They were always half-closed in concentration. Although he wore thick glasses, you could see that his eyes were blue. But his strangest feature was his abnormally large forehead, on top of which sat a crown of yellow hair. Together, all these things gave him a bizarre, almost grotesque personality. Professor Van Dusen's family came from Germany. Many of his ancestors had been famous scientists. He was the logical result, the mastermind. And logic was his passion. He believed that 2 and 2 always equal 4, except in unusual cases, when they may equal 3 or 5. He believed that all things that start must go somewhere, and he was able to concentrate all the mental force of his ancestors to solve any problem. The public knew Van Dusen as the thinking machine, and perhaps this phrase described him best of all.